Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Why do, dear Christian men, rejoice tonight, as the carol says? Why do the angels sing? Why do the shepherds praise God? Why are babies and mothers and daddies glad tonight? Why must you sing and have joy? Well, here it is. The angel sent by God says, "Fear not, for behold, unto you is born this night in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign: you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." Glory to God in the highest, who's come down to earth to bring peace between God and men, sinners reconciled through the Lamb's blood. That's the reason we rejoice. Oh, we've all heard of the greatest show on earth, and we're familiar with the seven wonders of the world. Tonight is like that, but on a much higher plane. Or is it? Who were abiding in the fields? Lowly shepherds. The lowest job. The most pitiful and dirty people. God came to them and said, "Unto you is born a Savior." This is the greatest night on earth, dear Christian men and women and children. Oh, kids are excited on tonight, mostly so that church is over and they can go home and open presents. Parents are glad on a night like this, unless they're headed off to the garage to insert tab A into tab B and so on. And, well, there's no work tomorrow. Families, they're full of joy to visit over turkey and ham and Christmas pie. To be sure, all of these things and so much more bring us joy, and they're gifts from their Father, our Father. But they're all wrapped up and bound together and made possible because of the Christ child this night. Oh, Adam and Eve rejoiced in the word of the promised Messiah, and they waited in faith. And the prophets of old were glad to herald the promise to millions of believers in days of old that Messiah is coming. Unto you a Savior is given. Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, God was coming, God is coming to rescue you. Oh, they waited with joy and faith. And all the priests and the temple worship, the lambs, the prayers, the congregation on bended knee, the three festivals, everything was converging and everything was complete and had its meaning in this night. The multitude of heavenly hosts were sent by God to sing of this night, of the Prince of Peace who has come. From heaven above to earth I come to bring good news to everyone, says the Christmas hymn. Nobody gets left out. Nobody gets disappointed. Nobody goes home with nothing this night. But some are sick, and some are lonely, and some are sad, and some are dying, and some have heard but have walked away, and some have never heard of Christ the Savior and have faith in Him. But make no mistake, there is no condition in our life where God's promise with His Word will not make you glad. That's the point of this night. For 7 services in this congregation during Advent, and in only 1 chapter of the Bible, we have heard how God has made people who once were sad, who noticed that people have troubles and need relief, where He brings that remedy so that they can have joy in God our Savior. For unto you, dear Christian, mark the word, because you are the object of God's gift tonight. Unto you is born a Savior. God takes notice of us very intimately, more than you even know one another or me, so that we can have joy. God speaks the word of a Savior to you for your forgiveness, for your life, for your salvation only. And faith rejoices in that. And along with His word, He also often accompanies a sign, together with His promise, tangible proofs, if you will, to the present, gifts to show His love to you in real space and time. Jesus said it this way: if you don't believe my word, then take a look at the sign. Take a look in the Gospels at what I do. Some of the signs for Advent. Elizabeth and Zechariah, they got the word and the sign from God. You'll have a son in your old age. You'll name him John. And Zechariah, he bore the brunt of God's sign, didn't he? For 9 months, he couldn't speak. You think they didn't see that? And they connected that sign with the word God gave him in the temple. And sure enough, after 9 months, Elizabeth gave birth. And then Zechariah praised God. The word and the sign came down to Mary and Joseph. Your son will be fathered from above. A baby will be born. You'll name him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. And the sign of this truth was seen by all for 9 months, because it grew and grew and grew in her belly, and everyone saw it. Word and sign. God brings joy, and faith hears that word. And sure enough, the Savior came. Even after Christmas, the wise men from the east, they came to see the Christ. What was the sign? They followed the star to Bethlehem. But before they got there, they got to Jerusalem. And the townspeople knew Micah chapter 5. The prophetic word of where he would be born. It's a wonderful example of parents catechizing their children about Christ. And so they told them, go and see in Bethlehem. Just as Micah had promised, out of you will come a ruler, and he will feed his flock. And they went, and they found the Christ, just as reported, and with great joy they, in turn, offered him gold and frankincense and myrrh. And old Simeon in the temple was given the word and the sign of the Lord, saying in chapter 2, 26, Simeon, you will not die until you've seen the Lord's Christ. The angel spoke to Simeon and said, you will not die until you see the Lord's Christ. And sure enough, on the eighth day, Joseph and Mary walked the baby Jesus into the temple. The consolation of Israel was in her arms. And then old Simeon sang the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now I'm ready to depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. And the shepherds, that was our last text, so it's the most in our minds. They heard the word and they saw the sign from God on high, and this shall be a sign for you. Unto you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. Next thing they know, they're all standing around looking down and seeing Mary and Joseph and the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. So, dear Christians, why do you rejoice this night? Like the people in the Christmas story, blessed are your ears that hear and your eyes that see God's word and his gracious signs connected with his promise so that you rejoice. Look no further. There is no other Savior. He's for you. Most of you, that word of the Lord came to you when you were little ones. By God's grace, your parents brought you into your father's house and heard the word of Christ. And you were baptized with Christ's word and what was the sign? Water. So you know, on that day, based on Christ's promise, you are his son and daughter. And you believe, and you rejoice. With the word of the Lord, like Jesus, you grew up in the grace and knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ and the favor of God. You're not your own anymore. You belong to him. You've been bought at a price, and your soul knows that quite well. And on Christmas Day, Christians all over the world will be gathered in a place like this, and we'll see bread and wine on the altar, which reminds us of the sacrificial lamb who was slain for the forgiveness of the sins of the world. And we'll hear Jesus' words, my body, my blood. Oh, taste and see. We will taste the visible word for our salvation. This greatest night on earth has been promised since the time of our first parents. It's old stuff. To every family in the Old Testament, to the people during Jesus' day, and to you, and to me, and to the next generation, unto you, you. You? A Savior's born, Christ the Lord. And so with our entire life placed in the Father's hands, with our soul safe and secure in the wounds of Jesus' side, and with the promises of Jesus in our ears and hearts tonight, we will mock and scorn and laugh at sin and death and the devil. We will tell sin that we have a comfort even stronger, Jesus the sacrificial lamb. We will tell Satan he can drop all of his ugly accusations because we are baptized into Christ, the captain of our salvation, and he does not lie. And death, not even death, can end our sadness because it's been swallowed up by the Lord of life, who is risen from the dead and speaks these words of life to you and to me and to all of Christendom. So, blessed are you to believe these things from God in this Christmas story, this night. And like the shepherds, we have heard, we have seen this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to you. And faith marvels at God's love. So on this greatest night of all, we will leave this holy house with all of God's promises tucked deep inside of our hearts and spirit, glorifying and praising God for all the things that we have seen and heard. Our hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Happy Christmas.